We have clear skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast is calling for it to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 35, winds south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. In the news, an Atlantic nurse was named a healthcare leader to watch by a National Healthcare and Assisted Living magazine. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Michelle Gifford, Director of Nursing at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center, was named by Provider magazine as one of 20 healthcare professionals around the country who demonstrate strong leadership skills. Gifford will be featured in the magazine's January 2014 issue entitled 20 to Watch, Up-and-Coming People in Healthcare. People were recognized by the American Healthcare Association and the National Center for Assisted Living. Gifford was nominated by Kelly Jimerson, an administrator at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. The center is owned by Care Initiatives, which is Iowa's largest nonprofit senior health care provider. Jimerson said that Gifford, who joined the center in February of 2008, helped to improve the facility. Gifford started her career in nursing at the age of 14 as a certified nursing assistant, or CNA. She graduated from Creighton University in 2003. The Vision Iowa Board awarded 23 projects around the state with Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grants this year, including those projects located in Harlan, Coon Rapids, Templeton, and Winterset. Board spokesperson Jessica O'Reilly said the CAT program reached a big milestone in 2013.
The total CAT project costs from the very first CAT award to this year topped $1 billion.
The CAT program was launched 14 years ago. In 2013, the total CAT project costs topped $42 million.
The board awarded $5,501,241 to those projects.
The smallest CAT grant award this year was $25,000 toward the construction of a park pavilion in the small northwest Iowa town of Mobile. The largest awards went to massive projects in Des Moines and Pella. The Vision Iowa Board awarded a $1 million grant to the Pella Sports Park project, which carries a total price tag of nearly $7.5 million.
That will develop some ball fields, Little League fields, a Babe Ruth field, some multi-purpose fields, plus, of course, the important things like concession stands, playground areas, picnic areas, parking, and even some batting cages.
Officials in Pella believe the facility, once opened in 2015, will draw regional tournaments.
Or they would get teams to come in and stay for the weekend, and of course, teams will have to stay in hotels, they'll have to shop and eat, and all of that contributes to economic impact.
Locally, the Merrill Field renovation project in Harlan and the Templeton Community Center project each received $200,000 from Vision Iowa, a project that incorporates the construction of 35 miles of state-of-the-art soft trails through a 7-square-mile landscape. The White Rock Conservancy near Coon Rapids received $400,000, and the John Wayne Birthplace Museum in Winterset received $400,000 from Vision Iowa. The biggest CAT grant awarded in 2013 was $1.1 million for the renovation of a 35-year-old public space in downtown Des Moines, formerly known as Nolan Plaza. The $9.7 million project, called the Coles Commons, will include gardens, a new water feature, and a new stage for Des Moines performing arts programs. An Iowa-based whiskey company is shot to success since becoming a licensed brand 8 years ago. Templeton Rye Whiskey became officially a licensed brand on Christmas Eve of 2005. The company, based in the small western Iowa town of Templeton, has gained national recognition since then and is now shipping bottles to 40 states. Templeton Rye Whiskey was first made during Prohibition in the 1920s and has been produced since then, but never as a legal brand. Company president Scott Bush is a great nephew of some of the original producers of the whiskey, and he says he wanted to preserve a piece of history. During tough winter weather, the Iowa State Patrol is monitoring roads by land and by air. There are 7 state police pilots that can scan roads for accidents or stranded drivers. These pilots are often in the sky, but they're up in the air every day during the current cold snap. 3 people died in Iowa this year after being stranded in their cars. The pilots can sometimes spot a stranded motorist more easily from the air. Police officials say travelers should be sure to have extra clothes or blankets and a charged cell phone in their vehicle this time of year. Assuming there's snow on the ground, the Hitchcock Nature Center in Honey Creek will hold its annual guided snowshoe hike through the Lusk Hills on January 11th. The Omaha World Herald reports the event is scheduled to start at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on that date and will allow visitors to learn about winter ecology, the animals, and migrant birds. Each hike averages about 15 to 20 people. The event is designed for those ages 12 and older and costs $5 per person. The price includes the hike, refreshments, and use of snowshoes. Pre-registration and prepayment is required by January 10th. You can call 712-242-1197 to register. There must be at least 4 inches of snow on the ground in order for the event to take place. If there's no snow or less than 4 inches, the Hitchcock Center will cancel the event and return your registration fees. And that is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.